Unit 6. Get ready for jobs.
Lesson 48. Unit Review. 1. Building your vocabulary. A. Complete the sentences with proper words using the first letters given as your guide.
B. For each sentence, choose a proper phrase from the list and put it into a blank in its proper form. Make sure, grow up, graduate from, put out, up to, find out, as well as, draw one's attention, get ready for, even if. C. Complete the passage with proper words or phrases.
2. Grammar in use. Fill in the blanks with proper words.
3. Speaking the language. Complete the following dialogue.
4. Putting it all together. A. Close test. B. Read and answer the questions.
All children will grow up one day. That is the way it has always been. You too are growing up. Even as you attend your daily classes, you are growing up. You must not forget to have the fun that young people should have as they are growing. But you must not forget that you have responsibilities, too. You might not know exactly what you want to be when you grow up, and that's okay. You should try to find out as much as you can about future job opportunities. You are only in junior high, but the years go by quickly. Discover things about what occupations you like when you grow up. Do you know anyone who could give you some good advice? What about your teachers? What about your parents, your uncles, and your aunts? If you like to become a doctor, why don't you meet with a doctor and discuss what it takes to become one? Find out all that you can. It's good to be ready for the future.
C. Let's do the report. Some people think work is boring. Interview your classmates about their dreams and work. Give the class a report.
Do you know? Occupation. What do you do? What's your job? What do you want to be when you grow up? What are you going to be? I'm a teacher, doctor, worker, farmer, lawyer. I want to be a nurse, pilot, tailor. I'm going to be a journalist, engineer, merchant. Adverbial clauses, too. Have you decided what you want to be when you grow up? After I bought the present, I told Jenny and Brian about finding the money. Brian has lived with Jenny's family since he came to Canada. Brian and I were so angry that we weren't speaking to each other. Because she loves cars, she wants to be a car designer. Today, few Chinese people still live there, though many of the old buildings remain. Perhaps I will work in a space program, even if I can't be an astronaut.